Books on Tape presents A Member of the Family, Cesar Millan's Guide to a Lifetime of Fulfillment with Your Dog, by Cesar Millan and Melissa Jo Peltier, read by John H. Mayer. First and foremost, I'd like to dedicate this book to my human family members, my parents, my brother and sisters, my wife and my two sons. Second, I want to remember all the amazing dogs in my life that have been loyal family members to me. I'd also like to give an individual acknowledgement to one very special dog, my pit bull, Daddy. I have loved many dogs in my life, but Daddy really takes the cake. He has helped me to raise my kids, taught me how to be a calm, assertive parent, and helped me to rehabilitate hundreds of troubled dogs. Most important of all, Daddy has shown me what it really means to give for the good of the pack, expecting nothing in return, but knowing that good will eventually come. Daddy is one of the wisest beings of any species I have ever known, and it has been an honor to work with, live with, and love him for these 14 amazing years. Introduction. Biologists, historians, anthropologists, and archaeologists have spent years arguing over how the bond between humans and dogs, now many thousands of years old, came to be. But since dogs live in the moment, and I try to follow their example, I'd like to put forth a theory of my own that relates only to dogs as they are today. Dogs and humans are alike in one way that is so fundamental to our being. Neither species can survive without it. Like human beings, dogs are eternally attracted to the concept of family. When they live in the wild, most canids naturally arrange themselves into family-based packs. Even if the dogs aren't related to one another by blood, the bonds of living and surviving together turn them into a smoothly functioning unit. Within that unit, there forms a loyalty, a trust, and an understanding so deep, we as humans can only look on with awe. These are the qualities we dream of having in our own relationships with the families that we are born into and the families we create. But being only human, we often fall short. But when we bring dogs into our lives, we have access to their inborn integrity. By making dogs full-fledged members of our families, we have the ability to make those human families stronger. In our human society, the definitions of family are always adapting and changing. In some parts of the world, families consist of many generations of related members, still bound together in tribal groups or clans in the struggle to survive. Here in America, the concept of the average household being a mom, a dad, and 2.5 kids has shifted to include blended families from various marriages and divorces, as well as single-sex couples living together with or without kids. We have aunts and uncles and cousins, godfathers and godmothers, in-laws, step-siblings, and foster siblings. To me, even all these titles limit the true definition of family. When an owner calls me in to help a dog, what I am really there to do is to create an orderly, functioning pack out of what appears to the owner as chaos. That pack can be anything from a single woman and her one dog living in a small apartment to a monastery filled with 20 candidates for the priesthood and their watchdog, to a college sorority house and their canine mascot, to a senior citizen's home, and the therapy dogs that regularly visit there. To me, a pack is a family. They are one and the same, and wherever you have a dog that needs a home, you have the potential for a fantastic pack. But although we yearn to include dogs as members of our families, we often don't work together as families to welcome them into our human world. Just as it takes a village to raise a child, It takes a whole family to create a smoothly running pack. My intent with this book is to invite myself into your family throughout these pages. I want to stand by your side and guide you and your family through every phase of your dog's life, from the day you bring her home to the day you say goodbye and celebrate her life and death. I hope this book will reach out to every member of your family, from youngest to oldest, and invite each of them to participate in a way of connecting with dogs that creates balance for dogs and humans alike. This connection doesn't really require money, and it doesn't really require any great level of education or intelligence. What it does require is putting common sense and instinct first, and understanding that sometimes what seems best for the human is not the best thing for the dog. I believe a strong family is the foundation of all achievement. If we have a family behind us, cheering us on, whether that means just one dog, or one human, or 10 people, or 50 dogs, we have a springboard of support to reach any dreams to which we dare aspire. Since my own human family is such a big part of my own mission, I have enlisted their help in the writing of this book. My wife, Illusion, speaks to women in Chapter 9, and my sons, Calvin and Andre, offer their advice to kids in Chapter 10. I also include the wisdom of the dogs that are always members of our family, especially Daddy, the oldest member of my pack, and Junior, the youngest. Illusion, Calvin, Andre, and I are always learning from the wisdom our dogs share with us. Dogs teach us to live in the now. They teach us that the trappings of our human existence don't matter so much in the long run, as long as we celebrate the moment and never forget to appreciate one another. If we remember to fulfill their needs first, dogs can add so much to our human families. A dog will always have your back, no matter what. With a dog in your life, you will never feel alone. And if you do, just go to a shelter. There is always a dog there, waiting, just looking forward to becoming a member of a family. Chapter 1. A Match Made in Heaven. Determining the Right Dog for You and Your Family. When 11-year-old Jack Sabato first spotted the little male Pomeranian Papillon mix, his eyes lit up. "This one looks like Dixie," he excitedly called out to his mother, the Academy Award-nominated actress Virginia Madsen. The little dog in the cage in the back of the van clearly reminded Jack of his adored but recently departed shepherd mix. Virginia is a valued client of mine. Several years ago, she called me in to help with Dixie's issues of constantly bolting from the yard. Virginia was an ideal client who picked up on the concept of leadership right away. And Dixie turned out to be a dream come true as a family dog for 13 happy years. Now that Dixie had passed away, at the age of 14, Virginia called for my advice again in selecting the right new dog to add to her pack, which consisted of her, her son, and their aging French bulldog, Spike. This was going to be an interesting and important case for me. What if the family's choice for a dog went against my own instincts? I could give advice, but it was, after all, ultimately their decision. Virginia told me she wanted a small dog. United Hope for Animals, a group that rescues death row cases from both Mexico and Southern California, had kindly answered my call to bring up a van full of possible candidates for Virginia and her son to choose from. Jack immediately gravitated toward Foxy, the 2-year-old male that reminded him of Dixie. Virginia preferred Belle, a female Chihuahua mix. I showed Jack how to present Spike, rear first, to the other dogs while they were in their kennels in the back of the van to help smooth the way for an off-leash meeting. Then, mother and son took their respective choices into the backyard to observe their off-leash behavior and to see how well they interacted with Spike.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?